Thanks for joining us today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we're gonna start working our way through the longest psalm in the book. It's Psalm 119. And before we do that, we're going to start with the first part. I'd like to give you just a little introduction. First of all, Psalm 119 is organized alphabetically. Each paragraph includes eight verses, and each verse of the paragraph begins with the same Hebrew letter. So, for instance, verses 1 through 8 begins with Alpha, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Verses 9 through 16 each begin with the word Beit, the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and so on. In his excellent commentary on the Psalms, Alan Ross explains that this psalm is a collection of prayers and meditations on the Word of God. And he notes that Scripture is referred to by 10 synonyms. So as we go through this, these next few days of Psalm 119, when we hear these words, the psalmist is writing about God's Word, Scripture, law, word, saying, commandment, statutes, judgment, precepts, testimony, way, and path. All of those describe God's Word. The psalmist spoke of God's Word as his delight. He desired to obey and meditate on the Scriptures. And he wrote that he wanted God's Word to renew and preserve him. So in this psalm, the writer always refers to himself as God's servant. He does that 12 times in the psalm. All right, so let's start with Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Blessing always follows obedience. I'm going to say that again. Blessing always follows obedience. It may not be immediate. There may be a period of painful waiting. Obedience may be the hardest thing you've ever done. However, blessing always follows those who walk according to the law of the Lord, who keep his statutes, and who seek him with all their heart. Obedience is not a matter of convenience. Obedience is not a matter of convenience. God does not give us his word like a waiter hands us a menu to pick what we like and ignore what we don't. God has put forth his precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Now, each of us will have parts of God's instruction that are a delight for us to observe, and other parts we struggle to follow until the day we die. Hear the psalmist's emotion as he sighs, "Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees." You hear him? "Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be apart. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands." So we can relate to the psalmist. "Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying all your decrees." Today, we start a journey through Psalm 119, a psalm that focuses on the Word of God. So let's begin by asking God to help us be obedient in all of God's teaching, not just the instruction we find easy to follow. Father, as we begin this psalm, show us where we are coming up short. Help us to be steadfast in obeying your entire love letter to us. In Jesus' name, amen.